Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
These are two really good playoff teams.
You're not even playing the game.
I am playing the game. Sometimes we have a double must win. This is not a must win.
Okay, that's fair.
It would be disrespectful to the sentiment of must win to act like these two teams that are combined 13-4 that both have at least one really good win already on their resume, with Tampa beating Seattle and with New England beating Buffalo. One of them has to lose. It's not going to be a disaster for either one of them.
Somebody always has to lose.
Not necessarily.
Is that your who's
that's
that?
My guy, man.
That's your boy. Was that your boy Nick Wright?
That's Nick Wright, FS1.
And no,
we did radio for a couple years together.
You don't have to have a loser. We've already had a tie this year, right?
Yeah, that's right. That is correct.
So you could end up with a tie. Yeah. I don't.
What quarterback do we need to remind that you can have ties? What was the quarterback that said, I didn't know you could have a tie in a game?
That's right. Who was that?
Who was that? I can't remember who it was.
I don't remember, but yes, there was a quarterback. Might have been Deshaun Watson.
It might have been.
I feel like it was Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. I didn't know there were ties.
Yeah. We digress, but it's yes, teams can tie, but is this a must-win? No, certainly is not. But
I poo-pooed that quick.
I think it's a good checkpoint for both teams. I feel like the Patriots, if you were to like kind of their run defense versus our run offense, their pass defense versus the Patriots, and you just kind of went down and compared and contrasted both of the teams, I think the Patriots have I think they're very evenly matched. I think the Patriots have a slight edge when it comes to all the metrics and all the stuff you go through to decide who you think is going to win. I feel like the Patriots should win this game, in my opinion, on paper. I don't think they're favored to win, nope. But I feel like the way they've been cruising, the way the quarterback is playing, there's similar styles to the two quarterbacks. I just think Drake May is he's a little bit more gifted athletically. And so I think this is going to be a fascinating game, a compelling game. And I love for the Patriots to win this game because then it puts you're on the big stage again. You are back on the big stage, and you have three cupcakes before the bye week. I mean, my goodness, just think that you could go 8-2 with the Giants and the Jets and the Bengals left before your bye week. I mean, could they be 11-2 at the bye? It's
we're getting greedy. 11-2
table. No, Ted, that's on the table, man.
Yeah. So I think it's a compelling game. For what you mentioned earlier too, Andy, is you have two quarterbacks in this game that are in the top five of MVP votes.
That's what I love. Love the, like, there's the, as Fitzy has pointed out, you got the two conferences. So if you want to talk yourself into it, could be a Super Bowl preview because they're two lost teams. And that, you know, the best teams in the NFL have two losses right now. That's where the league is. And then you have the quarterback stories of Baker Mayfield, MVP candidate. He's the older, not journeyman, but traveled guy who's found the home, settled in, and then you just got the upstart Drake May, who we've talked about all along. We didn't see this coming. We saw it coming eventually, We didn't see it coming starting in week two and going right on through the middle of the season.
Certainly
not. This is a huge game. I think injuries are going to play a role. So I want to get to the Patriots injury report from today. Some good news, bad news. I'll start with the good news, I guess. You got a couple guys back. Joshua Farmer, you probably don't care that much about, but Garrett Bradbury, your center, is back on the practice field. And Drake May spoke yesterday about how important he's been.
Oh, yeah.
Also talked about the swag he brings, which I never would have thought Garrett Bradbury brings swag, but whatever he does in
just,
that.
Just a side note, he might be the smallest center I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He's not a big guy.
Yeah, but he's getting the job done for them, and he certainly is on the same page with
Ryan
Drake
Wendell
May.
Light.
Ryan Wendell was a small one, too.
Okay.
Three guys did not practice today, though. That's Kayshon Booty with the hamstring, and then the hip injury for Christian Ellis, and then Ramondre Stevenson with this toe injury continues to be a DNP. So there's a chance, trending toward, you're going to be without your number one running back again, as you were last week. And if you consider Booty your number one receiver, certainly your number deep threat, you're going to be without him again. Or how concerning are the injuries right here?
They're not as concerning because I feel like Josh can scheme around not having Booty out there. You had DeMario Douglas was the deep threat last week. So, you know, the guy had four catches. He averaged 25 yards per catch. So he's the deep threat right now. And so they found a guy for that. What I'm kind of bummed out about is Ramondre, because I do worry about, obviously, pass protection, and Ramondre's their best pass protector, and as far as running backs go, the Bucs 15 sacks in the last three games. The Patriots have given up 16 sacks, so I don't like Ramondre not being out there, because I worry about the health of the quarterback. And so I think the Ramondre is probably my biggest concern not being there. Followed by Booty, and then Christian Ellis will be my third, Fitzy. I think they can scheme around Booty not being out there.
Yeah, I agree. I was telling Andy in the first hour, Ted, that my two key players for Sunday's game in Tampa as far as making the offense go in both not only advancing the ball but also just handling this pass rush will be Travion and Pop Douglas, because if Pop can get open quick, if they line up Pop creatively like they did last week, putting him in at running back, having him run out on wheels and run surprise plays. And if Travion can have a great blocking day like he did at Ohio State and finally start to pick that up at the pro level, that's going to be massive for making sure that Drake has time to get some stuff done.
From a Bucs perspective, they had four players that did not practice today. Chris Godwin, still not on the practice field. Bucky Irving, Hassan Reddick, and Marquise Watts. I think Reddick is
first of your big names.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And they've been dealing with some issues. The Reddick one, he's a key part of their front. I think I looked and he's like 77% playtime guy, snap guy.
Oh.
Now, I will say, we were talking about it earlier, Ted, they do get pressure, but they don't have like one big gun. They got a bunch of guys. I think it was eight guys who have multiple sacks each. So, you know, they're kind of bringing it from different guys, different directions. But I think that's a good one right there for the Patriots to if Hassan Reddick doesn't play.
Did you see any Levante David on any of the injury reports? Because I thought he was earlier.
Yes, he is full participation.
Okay, so
he's there, but he is he's got a knee.
Not the
and a
linebacker
rib.
He used to be, but he's still a hell of a linebacker. 2.5 sacks and 6 tackles for a loss.
Oh, yeah. He's still chugging along.
He's clutch.
There.
He's their Bobby Wagner. I was saying earlier, Ted. Like somehow he gets older, but somehow is clutch every time you need him to.
And then you got a big old Vita Vea. You guys know who he is, right?
Oh yeah,
he's unmistakable.
Oh yeah,
he's got 2.5 sacks. Very rarely you see a nose tackle with multiple sacks, but. It's just a big body.
I don't love that we're talking about the, in your eyes, one of the most undersized centers
against,
and then Vita Vea.
Dude.
I don't love that combo. Hey, Doug Marrone, figure it out.
Seriously.
Make it happen.
Man, stay low, Garrett. Stay low,
stay
bud.
Stay low, and then you'll
stay
be a
low.
Speed bump when he goes over the top of you. 617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in a couple phone calls. Let's go to your guy, Paulie in Dedham. What's up, Paulie?
What's up, Paulie?
What's up, good fellas? Hey, Bobby Wagner is playing for Tampa Bay now?
No.
Levante David.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys were talking said something about Bobby Wagner.
No,
playing for him. I thought he played for DC.
He's still in with the Commanders. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's time to unveil Efton Chisholm. It's all hands on deck. Booty's not going to play, and I'm giving Williams, you know, a little bit of time to show his wares. If he starts to falter, I'm splitting up, pop out wide, and I'm bringing Efton Chisholm. And there's no book on him. This is going to be a close game, a tough game. You know, I got to favor Tampa in this one. They got to lose at some point. This is going to be a tough one. But, hey, the warm weather, they probably can't wait to get down there into the warm weather. Probably going to do, they'll be really enjoying that, the thought of that. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks for the call, Paulie.
You know, Paulie, you know what they're gonna—they used to really enjoy going down there. You know,
Venus.
Ugh, that was the it was everybody's favorite place was to go to Tampa Bay. And when I was a rookie, yeah, I was like, why? What's the down there? Mons Venus.
Yep.
Mons Venus, and what, there was another one too. I can't remember
the
name.
Dollhouse.
Is that what it is? Okay, maybe so. But there was two.
Are we exposing ourselves to things we shouldn't know about?
It's been a while.
I've gone to a couple of bachelor parties back in the day.
Show trip.
Yeah. Real quick about Ethan Chisholm. I would love to see him unveiled at some time. And, yeah. And what I like about what I think he can bring to the table is that he gives the quarterback a quick solution. I think he gets open so fast, and it's over the middle, and it's an easy throw, and it will take pressure off of Drake May back there holding the ball, patting the ball. Send him on crossing routes. Send him on snag routes, juke routes, Z routes, and really, and isolate him against middle linebackers. And I think you'd have some success. I don't know. I think part of why they don't put him out there is the blocking isn't probably what they want. But I just think he can get open fast for a quarterback who is having issues getting the ball out of his hands.
I also wonder, we obviously can't see practice, what the rapport is like if he is getting reps with May. Because we've talked about it a lot. Like, Pop doesn't always look comfortable sort of sitting down in space. Is Chisholm comfortable? Are they on the same page? Is there a trust level? Because those quick throws are great when they work. But if you're not on the same page, then all of a sudden it's a tipped ball and Ted Johnson's there to pick it off and he's running the other way. So can go the wrong direction. Let's go to one more phone call, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Alex in Duxbury. What's up, Alex?
Yeah, good afternoon. Curious about Drake May and what you think about him. His accuracy wasn't the same last game, and I'm wondering if there's any chance you feel that he might be a little more banged up than we've been led to believe. Curious as to your thoughts. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Alex.
It doesn't look like it to me. I mentioned maybe the weather. It wasn't too cold, but I don't know. I thought it was the ball was slick. I think it was cold enough where the ball was slippery. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I attributed that to. But he was a little errant in his throws early on, for sure. So in high, right?
Absolutely, he was high. I was kind of just racking
the balls
it up
were high.
To,
yes, he was not.
Yes,
high.
Not him. The balls.
We should ask Diz about that.
I thought he was due for a day where, like, maybe he wasn't quite on. I mean, I know everybody wants to pretend like every pass Tom Brady threw was dead on, and every pass that Peyton Manning threw, it wasn't. I watched those guys miss throws. Right?
Oh yeah. And the thing was, he was completing like 75% of his balls, 20 yards more. It's like that. The next closest guy was at 48. Yeah. Like, he was that accurate throwing deep balls. So he's obviously, to your point, was due probably to have a game where he wasn't going to be as accurate. It's nothing, I don't think, to panic about. And I certainly don't think it's anything health-related. He looks like he's moving around just fine.
Up next.
Weather's going to be nice, by the way. Sunny and 83 Sunday.
There we go.
So don't worry about that, guys.
Coming up on WEEI Afternoons, we'll continue to take your phone calls, 617-779-7937. And I do want to touch on Kyle Williams. third-round pick. We got to keep our picks. That's a guy you picked last year. Is he ready for a breakout? I've heard Giardi. I've heard Reese. All these guys are like Kyle Williams, Kyle Williams. He played a lot last week, and he didn't do much. Does he have another shot, another bite at the apple this week in Tampa? That's coming up with your calls here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.